sunshine. Yeah. It is greeting folks as things are sort of starting to open up again. Some businesses have been open during the COVID-19 crisis. Other ones have been sort of given the go-ahead to start opening up. But what do they need to do to protect the employees, themselves? And one thing that we're going to talk about, too, is trust. That's one thing that they have to keep building so that their customer base and people feel comfortable coming in. And helping us to sort through that is Dr. Joan Zlotansky. She is the UH Community Reactivation Director, leader of the UH Healthy Restart efforts, here to talk about the UH Healthy Restart playbook. Doctor, thanks for joining us. Appreciate that.
Thank you for having me.
So is this a title? I mean, did this thing even exist a couple months ago, a reactivation director?
No, this is something that we've put in place because we had so much demand and outreach from the community to our clinical experts in infectious disease to say, okay, there are these resources from Centers for Disease Control, ODH, from the governor, and what do we do? How do we practically implement these in our workplace? And so to respond to that need, we have put our resources in place to try to take care of the community. We are doing it patient by patient, but also to try to help businesses as they restart.
And they came up with this trademark phrase, screen, clean, 6 feet in between. Take us a little through that, I guess.
So I love to make complicated information simple because that way it actually is used when people go to work. And when you look at the governor's orders and you look at the recommendations from the experts, we took that information, integrated it with our clinical expertise, and the highlights, which are really the same in all workplaces, is there is some form of screening. Before an employee enters the workplace, there is an assessment for temperature, for signs and symptoms of COVID, for travel history. When you go into the workplace, there is special workflow around cleaning for COVID, and we talk about that in our resources. And then also 6 feet in between, so that's our physical distancing. How does that look between employees and customers?
And this is a group effort. I mean, right? You know, you can have the physical space, you can have the product, but it's up to the employees and the customers to kind of follow these regulations.
Exactly, and that's one of the reasons why we coined that phrase, because we like to keep it simple so people can remember those three top priorities. So when you come into the workplace, you have your mask, but where's that screening, the cleaning, and then the physical distancing?
What are some of the other things that you've kind of put in place to help people sort of understand how you take that even further, or what other things can be done within a business's framework that actually can be successful?
So important to us was, there are many sources of information, and what we were hearing from the business community and from nonprofit leadership was, how do we implement this? And so what we did was integrated some of these expert resources, but also had our clinical experts, our chair of medicine, infectious disease, who have been very in demand in the media as well, said, I need your time also to think about this aspect of it, what it looks like in a grocery store. So we put those expertise in this playbook. So if you go to our uhhospitals.org/restart, you can see where we put more depth into expert resources and also offer practical examples. So you'll see graphics that you could use if you have a retail location, if you have a grocery store for manufacturing. And there are times in those locations, like they're talking about in hair salons and in manufacturing, where people cannot physically distance. And so we put examples, suggestions of what measures businesses can take in those instances.
Are some of these measures costly, or can businesses somehow get around that?
So the ones that we put in there are ones that they can implement easily, like we call them environmental controls. The plexiglass barriers between the customer and the cashier, for example, is one of them. And also, we try to remind people that there are a lot of fancy things you can do, but going back to these fundamentals of screening, cleaning, 6 feet in between, these are the fundamentals of safe practices.
I also see in here a lot of graphics, and I, by the way, I'm a fan of flow charts, so I'm looking at one of them related to screening the workflow, talking about, you know, if this is happening, then this, or then this, and kind of takes you through it, and it breaks it down so it becomes sort of easily understood by the employer as well as the employee, too. You also have a good description and understanding about the masks. That seems to be the one that gets a lot of the hype or the press related to employees wearing masks, not customers, you know, that sort of thing as well. What can you add to that conversation?
So we put that screening example in there. Of course, it would be different in every type of business, but just to give people an example of what we're doing in our facilities before people come in so they could see what a practical example of screening looks like. And as far as the masks, we support the governor's recommendation that employees wear masks. And I know that there is some controversy around should it be mandated that customers wear masks, but we also worry about if it's mandated that customers have to wear masks, who enforces that? And we worry about the frontline worker having to be the enforcer of these things, so to support them. But when I go into businesses, I am looking for, before I walk in, that signage that says, we're taking your health seriously, we're doing these screen clean 6 feet in between. Also in that playbook, you can see the employees of an organization cleaning while customers are in there. That's traditionally something we tried to do when customers weren't there, but customers want to see employees in there. So you'll see in our graphics the suggestions of cleaning those high-touch surfaces so customers can see that you're taking that seriously, and the suggestions around physical distancing.
Because you're, as a doctor, you know, if this is sort of your environment, what you grow up working in, you kind of understand it's sometimes second nature to that. How do you get folks in the lay industry sort of to get that mindset into place and to understand the best way to do it, what cleaning really means? Is it just like a quick wipe, you know, that type of a thing? Washing hands, we learned now 20 seconds. What else things can we learn about that?
And so in that playbook, we have more in-depth information about cleaning and the types of cleaners. And also importantly, when you put a cleaner on, something called dwell time, that if you put it on, you don't wipe it right away. There is a recommended time for cleaners on the back of that, on the back of the label, to look and see how long it should stay on the surface. But also, as you talked about before, that trust aspect. So we put some examples in there of our leadership structure during this time of COVID. It's important for organizations to have a leadership structure so that they can be communicating with their employees and with their customers on a daily basis on how they are prioritizing their health and safety. So getting it out and getting safety as a part of the culture of your organization takes a leadership structure. And right now, daily communication, even if it's something short, even if it's two sentences, if you're not up and running right now, to say, hey, we're planning, we're thinking of this.
Right. And I think the patience and the fact that people need to sort of sometimes take a deep breath. People are trying their best. I guess if somebody has a misstep, it shouldn't be held as sort of some capital crime, as sometimes it becomes. But, you know, people should be doing the best things. And obviously, are we learning just from you from the hospital, or have you looked at other businesses that might have started doing some of this elsewhere?
So this is a response. All of this content is a response to outreach from the community. And what we did was, there are many expert resources out there, but we put them in a way that we were hearing from the business community, from employers, which was, how do I keep my people safe, my employees, my customers? How do I keep my facilities safe, my environment, my equipment, and how do I build trust with my customers and with my employees? And so we reframed it and asked our experts to answer the most frequently asked questions from the business community. So it's the UH expertise, because we have been operating during the time of COVID, and also we have experts in infectious disease, but for the business community, for employers.
Is there going to be signage or things available? A lot of times now, it was interesting to see how this got ramped up. First, it was a handmade sign, then corporate at some point, you know, send out signs, and then they put things on the floor as opposed to just a piece of yellow duct tape or something. Is there other signage as well that's coming out of this too?
Yes, there is signage, and also there is UH-branded signage if people want that, because people want to share with their customers that they got this information from a trusted resource. I would also encourage people to watch the website frequently, because there are frequent updates, because as many people know, this information is changing daily, weekly, and so to watch that for updated signage and for updated information.
And it's similar, but it's different whether you're dealing with a retail establishment as opposed to a manufacturing as well. But the goal is still the same, as you say, screen clean, 6 feet in between.
Yes, and people want to know, and what we are trying to provide resources to the community is about keeping people safe your facility safe, and how do you communicate? How do you communicate to your customers, employees, that their safety is your top priority?
Where can people get a hold of this Restart playbook?
If you go to universityhospitals.org/restart, and it will take you to our information that's updated daily. And there are a lot of videos. Importantly, we uploaded yesterday a number of videos on testing, because one of the most frequently asked questions from employers is testing. How is testing going to play a part in bringing my employees back to work? And so our clinical expert on testing, Dr. Christine Schmatzer, did a number of videos in short snippets to try to give employers an understanding of how there's a lot in the media about testing. How do you understand testing, the rapid testing, the antibody testing?
Yeah, well, as you mentioned before, everything is changing. It's everything is day-to-day with what we know and the best practices, but now it's kind of put down in print, and you've applied it to people who like to read, people who like to look at the pictures, people like to follow flow charts. You got to hit from all sorts of ways of people kind of absorbing the information, and repetition is really the key to getting people to understand what they need to do. It's the Healthy Restart Playbook. It's available at the University Hospitals website. Our guest today is Dr. Joan Soltansky, the Community Reactivation Director and leader of Healthy Restart's effort. Before I let you go, what's your normal position as a doctor? What do you normally handle?
I am a pediatric critical care physician.
Ah, okay. Well, we appreciate you taking on this role and helping us get the word out this morning, Doctor. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks. Healthy Restart to Ohio.